Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, folks, hello everyone across the zone. Hi, this is Dr. J, and I'm coming to you live. Thanks again for joining me. You know, today is a great day. Today I want to talk about motivation gets you going and discipline keeps you growing. And you know, yesterday we talked about influence, and last week we talked about those four M's. And today I want to talk to you. Many of you have been just calling in and sharing a lot of things that I want to share today. I am coming to you from Mississippi. I'm hanging out in Mississippi, teaching employee engagement, and, of course, bringing you the Come to Bake show to your area wherever you are. So let's talk about it. Motivation gets you going. Discipline keeps you growing. And, of course, you know, you can always call in and talk about it, 646-668-8840. Just remember, too, this recording is available for you, so you can always just share with a friend, get the link, send it to your young, share with anybody you know who is empowered and motivated and really want to get themselves to the next level. You know, of course, I'm working out of John Maxwell's 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. As a John Maxwell coach, it gives me this great pleasure talking about motivation. Jim Tressel says that the hallmark of excellence, the test of greatness, is consistency. Consistency. How important is consistency? In the 15 Invaluable Laws, John talks so much about it doesn't matter how many opportunities you receive, if you want to grow, consistency is the key. That is times we're motivated. I remember sometimes when I attended seminars, and you're so pumped up, and you're energetic, and you're like, yeah, I got it. I'm going to change my life. And you're doing, and you're saying, and you're just going crazy thinking, whoa, this is good. And then you go home, and then you go back to work, and then what happens? There is no discipline, right? And so it's really great to be motivated, but it's that discipline that's going to keep you going. And so if you want to be more disciplined and consistent in your performance, you just got to become more disciplined and consistent in your growth. I remember when I decided I wanted to grow. I raised my hand. I said I wanted to grow. And it takes time. It takes time to get from where I am now. But you may be asking yourself, how do I do that? How do I become more disciplined and consistent with my growth? I tell you what, I would suggest that just by knowing the what, the how, the why, and the when of personal improvement. There are a lot of things to think about because this is deep. It gets at every core of our heart when it comes to growth. But let me just share some questions that John shared in his book. And one of them is, do you know what you need to improve? That's a great question. Do I really know what I need to improve? I really know that I want to improve. But do I really know how I really want to improve? You know, it was George Lorimer that he talks about. He's a journalist and an author. And he says that you've got to get up every morning with determination. Not some morning, but every single day you've got to get up with determination if you're going to go to bed with satisfaction. Think about it. Because when you get up with determination, you kind of like really setting yourself up to know where to direct your thoughts. It's really where motivation gets going because you have to motivate yourself. And there are a lot of times that we see people want to start things. People want to get to the top of their career. People want to get into that best job, that great job. They want to have things. You see people with things. But when you think about this, I think it was E.M. Gray that talked about the successful person has the habit of doing the things that failures don't like to do. The successful person has the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do. And what they're really saying is that the successful person, they don't like doing them either. But the dislike is subordinate to the strength of the purpose. When you're managing your thoughts, the more tuned in you are to your purpose, the more chances you're going to see, the more dedication you're going to have, the more you're going to be dedicated to really growing towards it. And it just gives you more chances. It better your chances of reaching your potential and definitely expand your possibilities. And just you're just in for doing something significant every day. So motivation gets you going, but discipline really keeps you going. That's where growth comes in. So that was the first one. You know what you need to improve. Think about the second one. John talks about this clearly. I remember I was with him in Paraguay when we were doing Transformación Esta en Mí. And when we spoke with the people in Paraguay, one of the questions he asked, which leads us into the second one, is, can you smile during that long hard drive? Do you know how you're supposed to improve? Do you really know how you're supposed to improve? That question sometimes when I hear that, because I really believe all of us, we have these great ideas of how we want to improve. Surely, I know how I want to improve. The question of how, I love the question of how, because the question of how to improve is one of the main reasons why we really need to start working at where we can find our sweet spot. I've always wanted to be a motivational speaker, and then after I start talking much about motivation and the passion to become a motivational speaker, I found that it was more equally important to be a motivational teacher. Because when you speak a lot of stuff, people get so excited. But when you teach people the concept of motivation, when you teach people what they need to know, when you teach people what it takes, because some people don't want to take the journey. They really want to get into it quick. They're not interested in the journey. But when you're teaching people how to be motivational and those concepts, it takes on a different level with them. Because what I didn't want people to do, I didn't want people to walk away from one of my teaching lessons and they're inspired. You know, you leave and you're like, oh, my God, I got it. I'm inspired. But then when they leave, they're just not certain how to proceed. They're not sure what to do. And that's what's happening to a lot of folks these days. They attend a seminar, they go to a workshop, but when they leave, the core concept of what to do next is not there. So in order to grow, I just need people to understand the knowledge of growing, the experience of growing, what it takes to grow. So that's the question. You know, and I would even ask you, do you even have an handle on how to improve yourself? And I could suggest to you, but when you have a hand, tell you why. Something weird along the line that motivation gets going. So here's the first one. Do you know your motivational level and do you know your personal type? I remember when I did the certification with Dr. Rob with the DISC personality assessment, I learned a lot of things in that. One of those main things that I learned is that not everyone gets motivated the same way or is motivated by the same thing. You know, my partner and I, we were teaching about employee engagement, and one of the things we talk about is how we motivate employees, but more importantly, how do we recognize our employees? And we find that the way that we recognize our employees, recognition is not one-stop shopping. You can't recognize people the same way. A lot of people do not want to be recognized in public. They're not motivated by public recognition. And so once we know that, it gives us a better chance of having a better relationship. But let me just give you some thoughts to get you, how do you match your motivation and your personality type? Think about a lot of people, so many people, when it comes to the dispersonality, something to get you motivated is to think about your type. The first type of people that we have in that disc, you know, we call them that phlegmatic people. Those people, you know, we see them. They're easygoing and they're likable and they're just like that. And then you have the second set of people, we call them chorics. Just so, you know, this what I'm saying to you is really just how you recognize people. You see these chorics people, they have this personality that They take charge easily and they make decisions quickly. Their weakness is that they are not in charge and they refuse to participate. But one of the things with those persons is that they choose well how they want to go and they choose well what resonates with them. Then you have those people, they're fun-loving people. They're the life of the party. Those are sanguine people. And if you know me well, I'm one of those people. You know, sometimes we see those people and they're just highly energetic. And you wonder, what in the world gets them so energetic? But that's how they are. They are often the life of the party. See a lack of focus, but that's how they are. They really want to get things going, and they're energetic. And then you have those people who are the melancholic people, different types of people, you know. They're perfectionists. They are like, oh, they're so detailed. They're strong when it comes to that. And they want everything to be done perfectly. What am I saying is that to get you going and to get you motivated, it's so important to understand your strength. You just got to tap into that strength all the time and really find out who you are. I would even suggest that you even try to do the DISC personality assessment. Check it out. So I've just shared with you some concepts of this one, you know, and John talked about, do you really know how you're supposed to improve? One way of doing that is to just really find out your personality. Times when we want to be motivated and we do the hard things. And what's really important is the simple thing. Just some simple things that's going to allow you to be yourself. Some things that's going to not discourage you. You know, and the secret to really building that motivational momentum is to just start with those simple things. Don't go crazy trying to do everything. To gain that kind of momentum, you really just need to improve your motivation by setting goals that are worthwhile and highly achievable. You know, make sure that you master those basic things every day. Sometimes you just got to practice, practice, practice. Hear this. Small discipline repeated with consistency every day leads to great achievements. They do. And you gain them slowly over time. You do these achievements, they come over time. And it's so good to just implement them little by little. Just do the small stuff. Small things matter. And then, you know, when you want to grow, don't try to win big. Try to win small. And I'm not saying it's wrong to win big, but when you're trying to win small, it was Andrew Wood who says that many people go wrong in trying to reach their goal is in constantly looking for the big hit. I want to make the home run. I want to do it big. You know, it's even just starting a small business like myself. We want to have a big business fast. But consistency is the key. And the problem is that there's so many times when the big hit, it never comes without a great deal of little hits in your life, and you want to be motivated, and you want to be consistent, and you want to grow. Just think that success in most things, it doesn't come from those gigantic stroke of faith, but from simply, simple, simple, incremental progress. Small things in small pieces and parts, I would say, right? So I share with you two things. Do you know what you need to improve? And do you know how you're supposed to improve? I love it. If you're listening to Dr. Sharon Johnson, you are listening to the Cultivate Show. And what Dr. J does is really create an opportunity to help you grow. You know, you can connect with me at www.comtivate.com. That is Comtivate. It's Dr. J. And welcome to growing motivation and applying consistency to your life. Let me just share with you about motivation and consistency.
Be patient.
Oh, my goodness. You just got to be patient. Patient. And I know I need a lot of patience. Sometimes I'm not patient. Oh, a lot of times when I'm not patient. And I just don't want to be patient sometimes. But I have to be patient, right? Because a lot of times when patience is, it can be one of my weaknesses. I don't know about yourself. But I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone. It was Persian poet Sa'di instruction about patience. He said, have patience. All things are difficult before they become easy. All things are difficult before it becomes easy, right? And what we find is that most people never realize how close they are to achieving significant things. You're so close. You are moments away from where you want to be. And what happens is that we give up too soon. Everything worthwhile in life takes dedication and time. And so the people who grow and achieve the most are the ones who harness the power of patience and persistence. And when you're looking at, have patience. All things are difficult before they become easy. Wow. So you are motivated and you're ready to grow. Motivation gets you going. Discipline keeps you growing. I want to say to you how to value the process. I know for me, I value the process of time. And one of the most beautiful things you can do for yourself as you're learning how to grow, learning how to be consistent and to stay motivated, is to really try to cultivate the ability to value and enjoy the process of growth. Growth takes time. It's like leadership. Leadership doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But it's going, it's like, you know, you're going on a long journey. And so you might as well just enjoy the journey. Because if you're going on a road trip and you're miserable, it is not fun. But if you're really going on a road trip and you plan it to be fun and exciting with your friends and family, and you're having a good time, when you value the process, it makes more sense. Habits. Create habits. Goals. You know, life goals are reached by setting annual goals. Annual goals are reached by setting daily goals. Would you believe that? And daily goals are reached by doing things which may be uncomfortable. And when I say uncomfortable, sometimes those things are so uncomfortable at first. But eventually they become habits. And habits are powerful. Habits are very, very powerful. Because habits turn actions into attitudes, and attitudes turn those actions into lifestyles. So even when you, if you were to try to get a visual of, say, using, think of tomorrow, you can actually visualize tomorrow using it as motivation to grow. But if you want to actually grow, my friends, your focus needs to be on today. Today matters. Think about it. Think of the value that comes today. Because if you value today and you find a way to enjoy it, you're going to invest in today. And the small steps that you take today will lead to the bigger steps you take today. That's why I love teaching employee engagement, because our value is in the steps that we take when we talk about improving our workplaces, improving our employees, improving our lives. The value is in the steps that we take. Where are you with your motivation? Do you think you're motivated? Are you consistent? Something to think about. Because as you think about those things, you may want to ask yourself, do I know why I want to keep growing? Do I know why I want to keep growing? I don't know why I want to just keep on moving. Earlier I mentioned, you know, what to do and how to do it. And in the knowing what to improve and how to improve, are those are so critical when it comes to that consistency of personal growth. Because if I know what to do and I know how to do it, that should be taking me on the pathway I want to get to. But here's the thing, my friends. Why? Why? Because the how and the what is going to take us this far. Ooh, but the why is what's going to keep you so motivated that you're just, even long after you have that rush, like, boom, that crazy rush that's driving through your bones, the energy and the enthusiasm and all of that, after all of that wears off, why? Why will keep you motivated? Why will keep you so motivated that even when your willpower gets so weak, but it's not enough, why keeps you going? I would call it why power. Why? Why? Right? Why? And you know, I heard this story once about this this salesman standing by the window, and he was looking out of the window. And as he looked out of the window, there was a snowstorm going on. And he's staring at the snowstorm. He turned to the waitress and he said to her, "Do you think the roads will be clear enough in the morning for me to travel?" And the waitress responded, "Depends on if you're on salary or you're on commission." Wow. Why? Why? I mean, can you imagine when she said that to him? It depends on whether you're on salary or you're on commission. Because when you have a strong will, it's going to help you keep going when the discipline of learning becomes difficult, when everything becomes discouraging, when things around you are tedious. You got to understand your why. You know, if your growth is connected to your values and your purpose, you're going to know why you're doing it. Why am I doing what I am doing? And you're going to be more likely to follow through. So I share this with you to say to you and to impress upon you the reasons why motivation is so great. Even more greater is discipline. And I leave you these why questions. It's like the why test. And I read this where Mike Murdoch talks about one of the ways to judge whether you have tapped into your whys is to really think of the why test. And so when you're doing the why test, the answers that you're going to get from those questions, they're going to let you know if your why is solid enough to motivate you to consistently grow. And here are the 7 questions. Do you constantly procrastinate an important task? Do you require coaxing to do a small, encourage you or irritate you? Do you start small projects and then just leave them? And the last one is, do you avoid self-improvement opportunities? I would love to know your answers to that. I would love for you to send me an email to drj@comtivate.com. drj@comtivate.com. Folks, you're listening to Dr. Sharon Johnson. You're on the Comtivate Show. It is always exciting to bring to you these wonderful moments in motivation to impress upon you the significance of how you can become your best self. Once you learn to quit, it becomes a habit. And we know winners never quit and quitters never win. So just give yourself more and more and give yourself bigger whys so you can keep wanting to put in the effort to grow. Just give yourself bigger whys. Just tell yourself that you deserve it. When you make the right choices, my friends, whether they're small or big, and if you do it consistently over time, it makes a huge difference in your life.
If you remember why you're making those choices, it becomes easier. So motivation gets you going, and discipline keeps you growing. My friends, it's Dr. J. Welcome again, and thank you for sharing. Why don't you share this with a friend, send it to your family members, and certainly send me an email to drj@comtivate.com. Let me know that I am serving you in your community. Is there a topic that you want to talk about more? I want to hear from you. Stay beautiful, stay fabulous, stay motivated, because when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will begin to change. Bye for now.